People speak about seva in very loose ways. Seva means to serve. You know, if you have a little cut, I give you a band-aid. I'm doing seva. It's good. Band-aids are good. If you have cuts. But this idea of seva is the deepest conception. What seva really means is our mind, our thoughts, our power of speech, our words, our physical abilities and our actions, whatever we have, they are all being utilized in harmony with our and their relationship with the Supreme. Srila Prabhupada gave many times a simple analogy, because when he would be giving these analogies, he would be speaking in a microphone. So is this microphone material or spiritual? If it's spoken, you know, for a political speech, for the purpose of gaining power and influence over others, and it's material. Our perception of it and our utilization of it is material. But the same microphone, when it is used to uplift people's consciousness, to permeate the atmosphere with the divine loving words and pastimes of the Supreme, then we're actually recognizing the spiritual potential in the microphone, and the microphone is then being utilized according to its truth, because it is spiritual. Now we may think that material means temporary and spiritual means eternal. So this microphone's not eternal. This body of mine is not eternal. The money we have is definitely not eternal. It comes and it goes. Well, how are these things spiritual if they're temporary? They're subject to deterioration, old age, disease, death. But actually nothing dies. The energy, prakriti, is forever. It's just the various manifestations of them that are always changing. So when we understand the underlying spiritual current that composes everything, then we understand how everything, it is eternal when it is recognized and utilized for an eternal purpose. Because at the core of reality, everything is eternal. It's just the manifestations of the shapes and forms that are changing.